Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience joining us at WYAD 94.1 FM, and also those joining us online through DCNowRadio.com, 106LiveRadio.com, and our good friends through BlogTalkRadio.com. We're excited to welcome to our program today best-selling author Maha Gargash. She's celebrating the release of her new book, That Other Me. And if you have not heard of Maha before, one of the great things about her, and it really began, I think, with her book, The Sandfish, is that she's able to take us into a place that may seem unfamiliar to us, but really allow us through the characters to see how all of us are dealing with some of the same things. She does that in the new book, That Other Me. We'll talk to her about that. One of the themes of the book for me is about freedom, being able to stand up for yourself and stand up for your gifts. We'll talk to her about how she's been able to do that and what it's been like for her to hear from readers around the world, how she's been able to encourage them to do the same thing. If you're just hearing about That Other Me, we'll tell you here in just a bit how you can get the book for yourself. But Maha, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you, Cyrus? Nice to be with you live.
Oh, same here, and congratulations to you. For those joining us online, they're joining us on Pub Day for you, so happy Pub Day on the new book, That
That's
Other Me.
Wonderful.
Yeah, what a great book this is, Maha, and I think, again, as I said, I mean, this is why I believe people love your work so much. You're able to show us through these characters that people are people, regardless of where they live, and we're able to see how these characters you've created deal with their own personal circumstances, and we're able to look at our own. I mean, what has it been like for you to see that connection readers have had?
I think, yes. I mean, like you say, people are people wherever they are from the whichever part of the world they come from, you know. I mean, I think people are shaped by their background and cultural upbringing, but at the end of the day, the feelings are universal. I mean, you've got the same feelings of jealousies. Everyone has the same idea of what consists of betrayal. Everyone has secrets, everyone feels love, and all the emotions from anger, I mean, to everything, basically. I think my novels, they're all based in Emirati culture, which is the United Arab Emirates, and specifically Dubai, which I think most people in the States have heard of by now because, you know, it's so well-publicized. But it goes beyond the things that people see on television or in all the promotional messages that they get to the actual society of Dubai, and which comes as a surprise to many people because, you know, it's completely new and completely different because the society, not many people know about what makes this society tick, basically.
Exactly. And you're able to give us that look at that. And I think, again, that's one of the reasons why people were drawn to you, even with the book, The Sandfish. I wanted to ask you about that, Maha, because it's our first time having a conversation. I mean, what was it like for you to see the international appeal of that very first book? I mean, what was it like for you to see the way that you had readers, literally, as I said, around the world, who were able to connect with it and gravitate to it the way that they did?
Well, I think it was very tricky. It was my first novel. I started writing and, thank God, getting published. But the writing of a full novel started very late. Before that, I was a television film director, basically documentary films. So I did a lot of script writing, and people used to really enjoy listening to the commentary of my scripts. You know, they'd listen, watch the program, enjoy the program type of thing. And then, you know, I don't know, I was dabbling on some chapters, and there was a lot of information that I got about that period of time of The Sandfish, which is based in the 1950s, which, you know, there's nothing to indicate that historical part of this region. So I thought, if I don't write about it, then basically, you know, it'll be lost because not many people write about that time. You know, there's very few records. Even if you Google it, you'll get sort of sketchy accounts. And I had a lot of information because the programs I was making was about those kind of tribes and peoples that lived at that time, and now they've sort of dispersed, moved out of the villages in the mountains or by the sea, have become city people, and effectively lost their connection. But then how to make a Western audience enjoy that? How to make them sort of want to know about that culture, which is so distant and so different? And this is where the challenge was. And I think at the end of the day, it's all about telling a good story, no matter where it is based. And this is what I concentrated on.
Yeah, and that definitely comes through even in That Other Me, for sure, and we're going to talk more about that. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're honored today to welcome to our program best-selling author Maha Gargash. We're talking with her not only about her literary journey, but also her newest book out today, That Other Me. And you introduce us to, in That Other Me, Maha, two women who, again, you know, I think men and women can relate to, who are not only trying to be the best themselves, but to better understand themselves. I think that is the real key for me for their story is that, you know, here they are when you grow up in a place, as you said, you know, so many times you're influenced by where you come from. But here are these women trying to realize, who am I really? And what am I going to do with my life? And how am I going to be defined? I mean, what was it like for you to literally get in their heads? Because you tell the story in their voices in first person. What was it like for you to go through this challenge with them?
It was very, it was quite difficult, actually. But the more difficult was the man character. The two women, it was quite clear. I mean, Dalal, who is sort of the more boisterous, the more the less shy of the two, was easier because it was more a case of what you see is what you get. Whereas Maryam, the other one, was the shy one, who sort of lost her confidence because of various things that happened to her, I won't say, so that people can read it. And, you know, Maryam was a bit more difficult in terms of, you know, Dalal was easy to sort of look forward to reading about her, whereas Maryam was, you know, people want to read about people, other people that sort of take initiative and do things. And Maryam, things were happening to her. So that we had to I had to change at some point as I was writing and make her stronger in that way. And sort of I had to give her a character that sort of surprised the reader so that the reader was curious or what she would do next. And I think I succeeded in doing that. But definitely, getting into their heads, it was a bit like being Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, you know. I had to change the way I felt as I was writing each chapter. I had to, you know, sort of do more shoulder shrugs as I was writing about Dalal and sort of cave in a bit more when I was writing about Maryam, you know, physically, just to get me in the mood of that voice and that person. But I think anyone who sort of writes about different characters in the same book in their voice would face something like that.
Right, and I think that is so true. You know, I thought it was interesting what you said, you know, in being able to, you know, to think of, you know, how these characters would react. And, of course, you know, when you have characters like Maryam and what she's trying to deal with, and then, of course, thinking about where she came from and wanting to be able to bring the best of herself to that. I want to talk about Dalal for a moment because I thought it was interesting. One thing that we see, and I don't think I'm spoiling anything here by saying this, is that, you know, she's an individual who had to not only learn that she had a voice, but that voice could actually take her somewhere. And I thought about what an interesting thing because, you know, I think for a lot of people out there, they wonder, you know, does it matter? Does it matter what, you know, maybe it's not about singing, but, you know, whatever their particular voice or their particular opinion is. What was that like for you to kind of show that all of us, no matter whether we think we have a gift that could take us, you know, to become famous or not, what was it like for you to show that all of us deserve to be heard?
Well, I think definitely people, there is a base need in humans to be heard. I mean, even the quietest people would like, you know, to be acknowledged at least or understood or sympathized with. I think everyone has that need. And if you don't if you ignore that need, you know, it's not a good thing. So either it comes out in a voice or in actions. I mean, in Dalal's case, it came, of course, because of necessity, but at the same time, she's been harboring all these heavy feelings of, you know, being a secret child all her life, having a rich father who controlled her by not spending on her, by hiding her. So all this, you know, it accumulates. And also, of course, having the mother that she has, who's a very ambitious lady who pushed her into that whole career thing. But again, I think a lot the two characters, the story also for the two characters, there's a central issue, which is the question of having a mother. I mean, at the end of the day, everyone knows the importance of a mother, and to have or not to have can make all the difference in one's life. I mean, Maryam did not have a mother. And Dalal had a mother, barely, but could you call her a mother, also the mother that she had? So, you know, without that guiding voice of the mother, which both of them did not really effectively have, you know, they're really opening their eyes and trying to find themselves without any proper guidance from a nourishing soul.
Right. Exactly, exactly. And again, that is what so many people, I think, can relate to. I think that's the interesting thing about what you've done with this book, because, again, as we said in the outset, Mahad, that regardless of where it is set, these are things that all of us know what it's like. We all know what it's like for us to deal with that conflict of, you know, of pleasing, too, having that need to please, and wondering, okay, you know, what about my own happiness, you know, and then, of course, too, realizing that everything is not going to come easy. Both of them realize that throughout the book, and we're able to kind of take that journey with them, you know, whether they try to shut off the world, whether they're hiding in their apartment, not making a noise so people won't know that they're there, or, you know, or even just trying to be invisible, appear invisible. Mm-hmm. I think that's the great thing. For you, though, I mean, now that you're celebrating the release of this book, I was curious. I mean, because you hear from readers from all over, you know, do you feel as though for yourself, the big satisfaction is that you have been able to do that? You've been able to do what it is that you love and brings you joy?
Absolutely. I think there's a huge satisfaction in that. But it's a thrill if someone sort of like you're doing now talks passionately about the book that you wrote. You know, that's even a bigger thrill because, you know, you're like, oh, my God, they feel as good about it as I do, you know, and this is always always a real, real thrilling thing for me. So I enjoy that very much.
Yeah,
that's really good, yeah.
And you mentioned the mother figure, and I wasn't going to mention this, but I will talk about Dalal for a moment, and that situation where, you know, I think even the pushing, I think that's something, again, that is a universal thing, I think, Maha, that they all know what that's like. There was that one scene that you wrote where the director is talking to Dalal, and the mom says, you know, of course, you know, she's ready for this, you know, that, you know, she'll even be down to water, you know, I mean, so it really does show, I think, you know, how sometimes, you know, both, you know, mothers and fathers can push and prod so much and drive you even in a different direction. Do you also hope that there is the caution, though, that as you're trying to be so different than those around you or those who raised you, that you still don't end up in harm's way of losing yourself?
Yes, I think, this in the at the end, maybe, there's a question mark about Dalal, and will she be happy or won't she be happy? And you know, the life that, because I've worked in television, you know, for 20-something years, so, you know, I've really rubbed shoulders with lots of famous stars in the Arab world, and, you know, they've sort of taken me into their confidence. So I know the process that they go through and the kind of things they're exposed to in our Arab society, which is a much more conservative society than, say, in the West. So I think in the end, you get a sense that there's a question mark whether will Dalal be happy or won't she be happy Whereas with Maryam, it's very clear whether she'll be happy. She sort of, gets her life straightened out or not. So there is a question mark there, you know, which I like to leave it like that, because she might or she might not. But again, she had like many forces playing against her, you know, in the book.
There was another great quote I'd like to mention, that I think when it is Maryam who is sharing with us, and it's a woman who makes a joke, and I thought it was so interesting that I made a note of it, because I thought it could apply to something so much bigger than a bride. And that is that what the woman says is, a bride is a delicate and nervous flower. Too much moisture, too much sun, too much of anything will cause her to wilt. And I thought that was so interesting, because I think that too much of anything is something that all of us run the danger of. Of having too much of something, especially if it is not what we need. You know, for yourself, I mean, I know it is entertainment, it is fiction, but, you know, do you think one of the truths of That Other Me is that we have to be careful how far we go, because we never really know if we'll survive at the end?
Absolutely. I think it's the big message is, in life you need to have a good balance. You know, a balance of everything, of your emotions, a balance in life, a balance in your desires. I mean, if you don't have that, that leads to greed, which is what happened with the uncle/father, which led to this whole fiasco to begin with, which has made his family the way it is, which has made the two girls the way they are. And, you know, had he had a balanced way, a wisdom that he preached, that he practiced in his life, in their upbringing, in the way that he ran his affairs, there would be no story, basically, you know.
Right.
So the key word, I think, is a balance. And I think that applies to everyone in life, basically, you know. It's the balance of putting everything in perspective, being able to live in harmony, and keeping a good balance in your life, basically.
Exactly. I think that is it. So many great things to come out of these characters and out of this book, Maha, that I think is so enjoyable, I think, for all of us. Again, everyone, Maha Gargash has been our guest. That Other
thank
Me
you.
Is the title of the new book. Thank you so much for the time. I know it's
thank
a busy
so
time
much,
for you.
Thank you for enjoying it.
Oh, look, I really did. And we definitely invite our audience to be able to get it for themselves. It's available wherever you buy your books, online or through your favorite bookstore as well. Maha, where's the best place for them to go to stay connected with you?
Well, they can go to, there's a website, www.mahagargash.com. And I'm not so active on the media, but I have an article that's out on Writer Unboxed, and I am responding to any comments. And the article is about writing for a Western audience, and it's getting a very nice response. So, you know, you can drop me a line there. Or through the website, you can send me a message, and I'll answer you. So, you know, the sky's the limit. Please do.
All right. Well, MahaGargash.com is that website. And, Maha, again, congratulations to you on the book, and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side, you all stay where you are. We'll take a break and be back with you with more Conversations Live. For those joining us online, though, that's going to do it for us for this segment. So if you all came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. I want to thank our good friend Anne Marie for setting up this conversation with Get Red PR, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.